Tommy, it seems like we just got started. Here we are. We're at the very last game of the regular season already.
Oh, my gosh, Doug. It seems like we just started, and, you know, here we are. You know, the last district ball game, playoffs start next week. But you know what? There's a lot of talk, but I'm still excited about this football team.
Absolutely. It's been such a fun team to watch, and Cubs come into this one 8-1 on the season. So far, they are perfect 4-0 in district and got a chance to run the table in the district against Belton. And Belton seen some mixed results. They started off the year 0-7, and here they've won the last two games in a row. From what I understand, they had some injuries earlier in the year and just now are starting to get guys back and healthy. And so that's helped in the last couple of weeks. But this not only a chance for the Cubs to go unbeaten in the district, but this is big for Belton, too, because they got to win this one just to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You and I talked about that on the trip up. Game has a lot of meaning for Belton from the Brenham standpoint. What you do not want to do is you do not want to go into the playoffs on a losing note. You want to finish this thing out. Let's go 5-0, and then let's start focusing on that third season.
Absolutely, and that'll be starting next week. And we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2.5 minutes from our sponsors.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
All right, as we welcome you back out here to Birkelbach Stadium in Belton, Doug Brown and Tommy Langer with you. Tommy's gone down to see if we can get some words with Coach Danny Youngs before the start of the game. Meantime, let's take a look at some of the other action going on and in the Cubs district. We're, of course, playing a Thursday night game. Coming up tomorrow night, it's going to be Waco at Brian Rutter and Colleen Ellison at Waco University. All those with playoff implications. Then tomorrow night, Daryl Kiki and I, we're going to be over in Granger for the Burton Panthers as the Panthers take on the Granger Lions. And that one's got a, that one's another one with big playoff implications, too, because they're playing for second and third place. If Burton wins, they'll get second place. If Burton loses, they'll get third place, and should be a good matchup. Of course, a long-standing rivalry there. Somerville on the road at Milano. Somerville trying to run through the district with a perfect record. Bartlett, Iola, those guys are playing for playoff hopes as well. And Snook was scheduled to play McDade in the last game of the regular season, but McDade had to forfeit. So the Snook Blue Jays getting their first win of the season, but not the way I'm sure Coach Landham would have liked it. I'm sure they would have much rather got it done on the field there. But so Snook will finish 1-9. Meanwhile, you got Belleville on the road at Caldwell tomorrow night, and that's for our sister station, KTEX 106. That's going to be the Friday face-off game of the week. And look for Eilish. She's going to be out there broadcasting live in the KTEX Country Cruiser. Also, Celia at LaGrange. That one's a big one because they're playing for second and, or no, actually in that district, they're playing for third and fourth place. And also Giddings in Madisonville. And then around the area, you got Vanderbilt Industrial and Brazos Wallace, Columbus and Hempstead. Tonight, Waller's taking on Cypress Park. Warren is at Anderson Shiro tomorrow night. Also, Brian and Colleen, they're playing tonight as well. At Lockhart at A&M Consolidated, that'll be tomorrow night. And then Rogers and Lexington, that one's actually tonight as well. So, in addition to ours, three other games on the slate for tonight. And we'll try to keep you up to date on those. And also, don't forget, we got Burton Panther Volleyball for you. If you want to listen to that game, you can go to the on our website, kwhi.com, and click on the Sports Alternate feed. And you got Alex Mearns and Daryl Kiki to, over there to bring you the action. Area round playoffs. Burton Lady Panthers and the Weimer Lady Cats. And that one's scheduled to get underway. The pregame, well, starting now is with ours, and then 7 o'clock for the first serve there. And we want to wish Coach Blair Smith and the Lady Panthers very best of luck. And we'll also try to keep you up to date as the night progresses. Meantime, let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear some more from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blind Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
All right, as we come back here to Belton, and the field is wet. We had a bunch of rain pass through here, so they're going to have to deal with a slick field here tonight. But I think, looking at the radar, the rain has moved out of the area, so we should be good the rest of the way. Meanwhile, let's go down to the field and hear from Tommy Lange and Coach Danny Youngs.
Yeah, kick it across. Just tell Coach Miller to pay attention.
Coach Youngs, we can't predict the weather, can we?
No, not at all. Not at all. I like it like this. Let's get out here. Let's warm up and let's go play.
That's it.
I like it.
Congratulations again. District championship last week. Game really doesn't have a whole lot of meaning.
It does us.
But it does have meaning.
It does us. We want to be undefeated district champs. That's been the motto all week. That's what we've been talking about. Our goal, be undefeated district champ. You know, we don't want to walk off on a blemish regardless of who's on that field. We came to play and we came to win.
There you go. Okay, what can you tell us about Belton?
You know, they're young, they're feisty. You know, they got nothing to lose. They're very well coached. They play hard. You know, Coach Sniffen does a great job over there with those kids. They got a lot of sophomores learning this year. That's going to be a good football team in the future, and they've been playing really well here at the end.
Any changes in your game plan from last week?
No, it's the same. Score one more point than they do.
There you go. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, sir.
To you later.
Thank you. Go Cubs.
That's always one of my favorite things when he said, game plan, score one more point than they do. That's always great. We got more to come here on the pregame. Let's send you back to the studios and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
All time now to take a look at our starting lineups for the Brenham Cubs. And our starting lineups this evening are brought to you by Collier Construction. Collier Construction is proud to bring you the starting lineup. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular activities. Collier Construction at Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for your Brenham Cubs at quarterback, it'll be senior Jordan Harvey. Running back, sophomore Jacoby Dixon. Wide receivers will be three juniors, Chris Guidry, Cartel Brown, and Zyron Upshaw. At the H-back is junior Hagen Frank. Offensive line for the Cubs. It's a young offensive line at that. Center, Anthony Nahara, he is a junior. Andre Mahika, at the one of the guards, he's a junior. Aaron Carlisle, and at the other guard, he's a sophomore. And then the tackles, you got Landon Flasowski, who's a senior. And Dawson Moran, who is also a sophomore. And then the place kickers, Blue Sinega, who is a sophomore. On the defensive side of the ball for the Cubs, defensive tackles are Joe Rodriguez, who's a sophomore, and Darius Brown, who's a senior. Defensive ends, Jace Miller, who's a junior, and Mason Sieber, a junior. And then the linebacking core, Caleb Espinoza, who is a junior. He's in the middle. And then to each side, you got Doyle Brown, who's a junior, and Christian Prosper, a junior. At the corners, you got Ludrick Walker Jr., who's a sophomore, and Cartel Brown, who's a junior. And then free safety is Quincy Adams, a junior. And strong safety, Jabrion Moore, is a senior. And then doing the punting, Landon Zelinka is a junior. And here lately, the last few games, don't be surprised if we see Chris Guidry, who's played an extra defensive back in some of the passing downs.
I tell you what, Chris Guidry has done an outstanding job coming in on those passing situations in that defensive backfield for the Cubs. I mean, just being the outstanding wide receiver that we all know that he is, but that just shows that he is an all-around athlete.
Absolutely. And want to let fans in attend that are still coming to the game, might be listening to us on the internet or on their phones, make sure you bring some towels with you, because the bleachers are absolutely soaked. And so you might want something to sit on when you get here.
I was talking to some of the Brenham fans, and I turned around and looked, and I just happened to say, did y'all happen to bring plastic? They said, no, we brought plenty of towels.
There you go. Yeah, because it is very wet. And let's take a look. Our good friend Michael Groves, who we're glad to have back with us here this evening, give us the latest update on the Jacoby Dixon watch. And through last week's game against Waco University, he's got, of course, Jacoby got several Cub records that he's getting close to. Rushing yards single season, he is currently at 1,921, and he's tied with Danielle Jones for sixth all-time. Matter of fact, he just needs 79 yards tonight to go over 2,000 for the season.
Hopefully, I don't see any reason why that should not happen.
Absolutely. And career rushing yards, Jacoby currently sitting at 3,102. That puts him sixth. And he's just 15 yards behind Matt Mirsky and 38 yards behind Mathis Gill for that next spot in line. And then touchdowns in the season, Jacoby sitting at fourth. He's got 30, and he's two behind Roosevelt Leakes. Touchdowns in a career, he's sitting at fourth. And next up, he's six behind Matt Mirsky. Points in the season, Jacoby's at fourth, and he's 2 points behind Roosevelt Leakes. And points in a career, Jacoby is sitting at fifth. And let's see, 20 points behind Matt Mirsky. So he's closing in on a lot of big name former Cubs there.
I tell you what, there are some very, very big names that Jacoby's catching up on. And, you know, it's just so good to see him so deserving. Yeah. To be considered with those young men right there. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and hear some more from our sponsors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, as we come back here to Birkelbach Stadium in Belton, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you as we're getting set for the Brenham Cubs and the Belton Tigers. Final game of the regular season. And as we said, Brenham has already clinched district and are looking to go unbeaten in district play. For Belton, they're looking at just trying to get into the playoffs, so an important game for both teams. And looks like the rain is going to hold out for the rest of the night, and we'll see if that wet field down there plays any effect on either one of the two teams.
I was on it a little bit, Doug. Not as much as the players are going to be on it, but, you know, I just put my feet, tap my feet, and they're going to have turf shoes on.
Yeah.
And it seems like now, and no more than the minute I say that, you know, we're going to see somebody go sliding all the way down the field. But I really expect it in. Maybe during the night there is a breeze out there now. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of that moisture on the field will evaporate.
Yeah. And hopefully it'll dry quickly here with it being a turf field. And but we're planning on getting everything started on time, as the inflatables are up, and we're just waiting for the two teams to head out on the field. In the meantime, let's take one more break, and when we come back, we'll have our national anthem as well as the coin toss. But first, let's send you back to the studios one more time and hear once again from our pregame sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, your wish will never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
All right, as we come back here and the two teams getting ready to come out, I want to let you know tonight's pregame show is brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kenjura Tile, the Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, the Mattress Guys, Christy Slopeman with Farmers Insurance, HEB in Brenham, BBR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. And we go down the field now as Belton has made their way out.
Doug, I got to throw something in. We heard the Bluebell commercial.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm a little bit of a guru, you know, of Bluebell. I just want to remind you that, and you tried it earlier in the year when it came out, but gooey butter cake is back in the market.
Oh, good deal. Oh, and okay.
I found it again, and immediately it goes home.
All right, there you go. And I almost forgot we got to have our Nathan's Barbecue first touchdown winner. And there we go. Let's pull out a name here.
Betty
Nudy.
Yes, Betty Nudy.
There we go. And so Betty, congratulations. You win a rack of ribs, courtesy of our good friends at Nathan's Barbecue as part of the first touchdown. And don't forget, we got another chance to win coming up Saturday with the Blinn Buccaneer football game. So two chances this week to be winners on the Buccaneer Nathan's Barbecue first touchdown of the game. And now both teams out here, and it should be about time for our national anthem.
Can we tell them about what's new at Nathan's?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We've got something new, folks. For the salad enthusiasts, they now have a salad bar, and if you just wish to purchase the salad bar, very nice little setup that they have. So
there we go. I can't believe it's time now for the national anthem being performed by the Belton High School Marching Band. Got to have the color guard making their way towards midfield.
National anthem is led tonight by the combined choirs of Belton High School, Belton Middle School, and South Belton Middle School. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Thank you.
And there we go. And our national anthem. And as the color guard makes their way out of the field, up next will be the coin toss. And while they're doing that, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Stegett Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
And back we go here. The captains for the coin toss. Well, the Brenham Cubs are Caleb Espinosa, Jacoby Dixon, Andre Mojica, and Darius Brown.
Encouraging them to achieve
and
off the field.
So they're out there for the corn toss.
Thank you to our city leaders for being here this evening. And as always, go Tigers!
And we're just a few minutes behind here. In case you're just joining us, they did have a big rainstorm pass through here. And so everybody's still trying to recoup a little bit from that. But it's cleared off now, and we should be good the rest of the night.
As we were coming over, we definitely know it. There was a pretty good little rainstorm because there was water running everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And so Dalton is going to receive to start the ball game. And Cubs will be kicking off, which that's just the way, as we always say, that's just the way Coach Young likes it. Go out and set the tone with your defense. And it's the Cubs and the Blue Sinega to kick off.
Here for the referee. The Cubs will be kicking off at the south end, and the Tigers will be receiving on the north end to begin the next contest.
And for the Tigers, it'll be Keegan Sherwood. And let's see. And then Damian Tuamalu on the return. And we are ready to rock. And there's the kick. And it's going to be fielded by Sherwood.
Oh, big tackle there. Oh, imagine who made the tackle. Caleb Espinosa.
What a shock there as he gets it to the 21-yard line, and that'll bring it up first and 10 for the Tigers. Quarterback is Will Shepherd, a sophomore. And on the carry, that is number 25. That is Gino Zecca.
Christian Prosper and Caleb Espinosa in on the tackle.
And a 2-yard loss. That'll bring him second down and 12. And this time, quarterback keeper. And it's Shepherd picking up the first down and more as he took it right up the middle and got up to the 45-yard line.
Shepherd to the carry.
Chris Guidry, Caleb Espinoza in on the stop for the Cubs.
They're going to say he was stopped at the 42. So first and 10 for Belton here on this opening drive. Shepherd back to pass. And he is going to complete. That is to Gavin Ross. Another one of the many sophomores that they've got in their lineup. I know Coach Young said it was a young team out there.
Tylon Powell in on the stop for the Cubs.
And that'll bring him second down. Man in motion, Shepherd with a give, and that is to Zeka. And he's going to be brought down after a gain of a couple. And that'll bring up third down.
Darius Brown and Job Rodriguez in on the stop for the Cubs.
And so for Belton, they've got to get 4 yards to pick up the first down. Man in motion, and Shepherd back to pass, just gets it away. The rush was there, and pass incomplete, intended for Gavin Ross, and that'll bring him fourth down.
Jaden Shipley on the coverage there, and I need to apologize to Jaden. 2 weeks ago, I called him Jason all night long. I apologize, but I didn't have my glasses. No excuse, but I apologize. So, Jaden, good job.
And on the punt will be Graham Chambly. And it's going to take a Belton roll. And Javion Moore just going to let it roll down to the 6 yard line. And that's where the Cub offense will have it first and 10.
Down to the 7 yard line. First down at 10 for the Cubs.
Not the best field position, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's a Cub offense. Cubs wearing the gray uniforms tonight. Jordan Harvey with Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. And give is to Jacoby Dixon. And he's out across the 10, 15, and up to the 20. And he's finally run out of bounds, about the 25-yard line. A big pickup there for Dixon.
I tell you what, just a little sweep around left end, Doug. Jacoby took it to the sidelines. Nice game.
And it's a ball on the 24-yard line. It was a 17-yard run by Dixon. And he'll get the ball again. And pounds his way forward. Getting it to about the 28-yard line. 3-yard pickup. Brings up second down at 7.
Dixon with a carry. Down by number 56.
Keegan Sherwood in on that stop for Belton.
Play action, Harvey back to throw. And now he's going to tuck it and run. And he will get to the 32-yard line. Don't think he saw anybody open and just had to do it again to get some yardage out of it.
Brock Baker in on the stop for Belton.
Yes, yeah, so that'll bring up third down and 3 for the Cubs.
Brock Baker with a tackle.
Harvey back to pass. Going to put it in the air. And it is tipped it incomplete. He was looking for Cartel Brown. And that's going to bring up fourth down.
Azian Wilkinson on the coverage there for the Tigers.
So with 8:01 left to play here in the first quarter, Cubs will punt it away. Landon Zelenka back to kick it. And it is Gavin Ross back to receive. High snap. Zelenka pulls it down and does manage to get it away. And Ross will call for the fair catch at the 35-yard line. And that's where the Tigers will take back over.
Not a bad putt for Zelenka,
yeah,
considering the conditions.
And so now the Tiger offense back out on the field. Shepherd with the handoff to Zeka. Zeka stopped for no gain on the play.
I'm going to give credit there to Caleb Espinoza again, Doug.
And handoff. And it's Zeka again. This time he breaks free. He's across the 50, 45, 40, 35. And down inside the 25-yard line, a big run there by Gino Zeka as he gets down to the 23-yard line of the Cubs.
Finally run out of bounds by Jaden Shipley for the Cubs.
Like the Cubs were going to have him for a loss, and then all of a sudden he just found a hole to get through.
I tell you what, it was like 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage, Doug. There was a missed tackle there by the Cubs.
And then a penalty on top of that, and now that's going to move him even closer. And it gets down to the 12-yard line, first and 10. And on the end of the round, stripped the ball.
Stripped it loose.
And it's Jabrion Moore coming up with a fumble recovery.
I tell you what, Doug, it was Jabrion Moore that stripped the ball loose, came up with the football, Cub football.
Huge turnover there because it looked for all intents and purposes like Belton was about to take that one in, but a big, big stop there by Jabrion Moore. Now let's see the Cubs capitalize on this opportunity. Got 7:01 left to play here in the first quarter. Give is to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon fights his way up to the 29-yard line. And that'll bring up second down.
J. Anthony Banderas and a whole host of Tigers are in on the stop.
And give this to Jacoby Dixon. And he's out across the 30 and brought down 34-yard line.
Initial contact there by Keegan Sherwood for the Tigers.
And that'll bring up third down. Cubs need to pick up three more yards to get that first down. Give this to Dixon. And he's going to be stopped just short. And he'll be up fourth down.
Damian Tiamalu on that initial contact there for the Tigers.
And Cubs are going to go ahead and pump this one away. Fourth down and about a yard and a half needed for the first down.
Ross deep for
a big punt. And and a fumble on the play. And let's see who came up. It's going to be Belton Ball at the Cub 36-yard line. Cubs tried to run a fake punt, and that time it back. Last week they were successful. This week it backfired on them. And so the Tigers have it first and 10 at the Cub 36-yard line. And quarterback back to pass. And Shepherd's pass complete to Colin Taylor on the reception.
Leger Walker on the stop for the Cubs.
Again, it's the 28-yard line, and that'll bring him second down and 2. Shepherd working out of the shotgun. And pass is going to be caught. And picking up the first down is going to be Colin Sally, the tight end.
Darius Brown on the stop for the Cubs.
That'll be first down for Belton at the Cub 24-yard line. And pass complete to Zeka out of the backfield. Breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle. And he's down to the 15-yard line, where he's finally run out of bounds. And that'll be another first down. And that gets to the 15-yard line. Dalton trying to punch this one here. And give this to Zeka. This time he's going to be stopped for a loss of yardage on the play. Back to the 17.
Mason Sieber in on the stop there for the Cubs.
We're down to 3:45 left to go here in the first quarter. No score yet. Play action. Pass is going to be caught. That is Gavin Ross.
Jaden Shipley on the stop for the Cubs.
And they're down to the 4-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Belton. Shepherd with a give. That is to Sherwood. He's just short down to the 1-yard line. Yeah, bring up second and goal. And now here comes Zeka back in. Quarterback taking it. No signal. And he's going to be stopped at the goal line. Bring it third down and 1. 2:23 left to play here in the quarter.
J. Job Rodriguez at the bottom of that stack for the Cubs.
And the Sherwood back in. And this time they do get it in. And it is Will Shepherd on the quarterback keeper. And now extra point try here. Off the leg of Cole Angel. Kick is up. And it's good. And with a minute 55 left to go here in the first quarter. Oh, they said it was no good. No good on the extra points. So the Tigers lead the Cubs 6-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Davari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
And back we go here, and it is 6-0. The Belton Tigers leading the Brenham Cubs. And so now Cubs back out on the field for their next drive. And kickoff was fair caught at the 36-yard line. So at first and 10 for the Cubs. Jordan Harvey with Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. Dartell Brown to one side, Chris Kidry to the other. Give is to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon find a little running room there. Gets across the 40 to the 41.
Keegan Sherwood in on the stop for Belton.
And a 5-yard pickup. Bring him second and 5. Down to a minute 25 left to go here in the first quarter. And we got a whistle play is blown dead. And ball start against the Cubs. That'll push him back 5 yards. And that'll make it 2nd and 10. Give this to Jacoby Dixon, and he's out across the 40, and finally wrestled down at the 42-yard line, so 7-yard pickup, and that'll bring him 3rd down.
Logan Lambert on the stop for Belton.
Put him back at the 42, so that'll mean 3rd and 4 for Brenham. Give this to Dixon once again, and he's got the first down and more as he gets across the midfield and to the 46-yard line of the Tigers.
Tell you what, Doug, it was just straight handoff, straight up the middle. Good blocking by that offensive line, and just tripped up by Sebastian Magana for Belton.
And the Cubs are going to let it roll down. That'll be the end of the first quarter. And Cubs lead at 6-0. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Awards and more. Creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks. For automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today. 281-888-1464.
And on the first play of the quarter, Hartman back to pass. He's got Chris Gidry wide open. And Gidry to the end zone for the Brenham Cubs touchdown. What a catch there.
I tell you what.
Picking up right where he left off last week.
And Chris Gidry had three steps over the defender. The only thing he was waiting on is the ball to get in his lap.
And the extra point is good. And so with 11:52 left to go in the second quarter, our new score, the Brenham Cubs lead at 7-6. And back after we hear another, this time let's just do 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level, tech you can trust to be on the level.
All right, as we come back here, Cubs getting set to kick off. At taking the lead there on the long bomb from Jordan Harvey to Chris Gidry.
Sure wasn't Tiamalu deep.
Put your hands on somebody!
And this is Tiamalu on the return. He found the seam. He's across the 50, 45. Somebody get him down. And they finally do bring him down at the 45.
Tell you what, finally it was Ethan Oschenbeck bringing him down, Doug. Tell you what, this is beginning to be a reminder of the Gilbert game.
Yeah.
The Cubs just are not wrapping up.
Exactly. I was just thinking the same thing. And there we go. Thank you. In the back. So
thank you.
That's coming back.
Thank you.
And that'll be a spot of the foul, too. We were wondering why he got open that, and that, there's, as we always say, there's usually a reason why they get that open.
When they're normally that open, there is a good possibility there could be a flag, and it was. That's a blessing for us.
And so that one goes all the way back to, looks like the 9-yard line. So that's a 35-yard penalty is what that amounts to. And it's the quarterback, Shepard, on the keeper, and he's going to get dropped. He doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. That'll bring him second down.
I tell you what, I did see that right. Ethan Oshebeck, one of the Cubs, to come up and make a big stop there.
There you go. The youngest of the three brothers. And Shepherd back to pass. He's got a man open.
Oh, he's wide open.
And that is Zeka. It's a sprint for the end zone. And is the end? Oh, they're going to say
3 yard line.
3 yard line. He's out.
Oh my gosh, that had to be missed coverage, Doug. Yeah. There wasn't a Cub defender within 20 yards of that receiver.
Yeah. It's an 88-yard completion there. And now, first and goal from the 3 yard line. So, yeah, as you said, Tommy, somebody missed an assignment there. And the give to Sherwood, and he's in there for the touchdown. So Belton retakes the lead here. And extra point try. And this will be once again Cole Angel. And kick is up. And this time it's good. And so with 10:24 left to go here in the second quarter, our new score, it is the Belton Tigers 13, the Brenham Cubs 7. Back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
All right, as we come back here to Birkelbach Stadium in Belton, and the Tigers getting set to kick off to the Cubs. Belton leading Brenham 13-7. 10:24 left to go until halftime. And this one is going to be in the end zone, and the Cubs will take it for a touchback. Brenham will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line.
Right out to the 25-yard line. 10 and 10 for the Cubs.
And don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll hear from the Brenham Cub Marching Band, as well as we'll have our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway, and also find out who this week's ATB Student Scholar of the Week is. That's all still to come, but right now, football is the order of business as Cubs come out on offense, trying to answer that touchdown. Harvey calling out the signals. Give this to Jacoby Dixon. And he will get nothing on the carry. Brings up second down and 10.
I tell you what, big stop there by Damian Tiamalu for the Tigers.
Play action, and it's going to be intercepted. It was going for Cartel Brown, and Cartel was covered.
That's Azy and Wilkinson, Doug.
Wilkinson with a big interception there for the Tigers.
Yeah, he had excellent coverage on Chris Guidry.
Down comes from the 38-yard line.
Defense, side to
the first and 10 now for the Tigers.
Let's go!
trickeration of themselves. And passes deep, and that one is almost intercepted.
I'm going to tell the story. That's Jabrion Moore. I think Jabrion was thinking about running with the football, and but that's okay. Incomplete pass.
The quarterback Shepherd had flipped it to Josiah. They had Josiah Martinez lined up in, who is the backup quarterback, lined up as a running back, and he split out and threw the pass down there, and nearly got picked off. And he's lined up as a receiver again this time. And handoff this time is to Zeka, and he's out across the 50 and brought down, but he does pick up the first down for the Tigers.
Chris Guidry and Christian Prosper on the tackle for the Cubs. Tell you what, another big hole there opened up by that Belton offensive line, Doug.
And ball at the 49-yard line. So we've got 9:01 left to play here in quarter number two. Play action, and pass is going to be caught. Complete to number five, Gavin Ross.
Tell you what, good job there by Jaden Shipley coming up to make the stop there for the Cubs.
Yeah, it's a no gain there. Bring up second down and 10. As he said, trying to earn themselves a playoff spot. Cubs want to run the table on the district. And fakes the handoff. And this time Shepherd takes himself. And he's off to the races. And he's going to be in the end zone for the Belton touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a 49-yard run. And that puts Belton up 19 to 7 with the extra point to come. So they're going to go for two.
This is huge.
And he's going to take it himself. And he picks up the two-point conversion to Shepherd. And that'll make it 21-7 now. And that's with 8:01 left to play here in the second quarter. So it's now 21-7. Belton will be back with a kickoff after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here for the kickoff, Cubs trailing at 21-7 to the Belton Tigers. And there's the kickoff. And short kick. And Cubs will come out on offense. Cubs need to get something going here, trailing by two touchdowns.
This is unfamiliar territory, Doug.
Yeah. It's been really since the Gilmer game that they've had a 14-point deficit to overcome. Ball will be at the 34-yard line as we start this drive.
And we're not taking anything away from Belton. They're just taking it right at us.
As Coach said, they've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. And we get a whistle. And false start against the Cubs, and so that'll push them back 5 yards. And make it first and 15. The ball back to the 29-yard line. And give his to Dixon out of the Wildcat. And Dixon up to the 35-yard line. Still going, and they finally blow the whistle to stop the play after he gets to the 36.
Number 9, Dixon with a carry. Local Tigers in on the tackle. Number 66.
That's Damian Tiamalu again, Doug, on that initial contact for the Tigers. Cubs need to find a way to block that guy.
And now Zyron Upshaw in there out of the Wildcat. And Upshaw will take it. And he is to the 40-yard line.
Keegan Sherwood and Sebastian Magana on the stop for Belton.
A third down and 4 for the Cubs. And Upshaw will keep it. Trying to find a way around. He gets across the 40, 45, and picks up the first down. As he gets it up to about the 48-yard line.
I'll tell you what, Zyron broke a tackle in that backfield, gave it that second effort, gets that big first down for the Cubs.
Yeah, you like that stiff arm on there, too, on that play. As he gets to the 47. And now Harvey and Dixon back in. And give us to Jacoby Dixon out across the 50 and into Tiger territory to the 46-yard line.
Finally run out of bounds by Keegan Sherwood for the Tigers.
That'll bring up second down. Clock ticking went down to 6:29 left to go here in quarter number 2. And give his to Jacoby Dixon, and he actually ends up running into one of his own guys, and so he'll lose a yard.
Finally getting it by the feet was Brock Baker for Belton.
And so ball goes back to the 48-yard line, and bring up third down at 5. And Harvey back to pass, and nobody open. He flipped to Dixon, and Dixon's going to pick it up. And across the 30, and inside the 25-yard line. Harvey looked for all intents and purposes like he was about to go down, flipped it to Jacoby, and a big play by Jacoby Dixon. He's down to the 27, a first down.
Smart move there by Jordan Harvey, and finally brought down by Sebastian Magana for the Tigers.
Now Upshaw in the backfield with Harvey. And Harvey going to put it in the air, going deep.
Flag. Oh.
Incomplete.
That was close. Thought I saw a hand get a part of that jersey, but I could have missed that.
And so bring up second down. And pass is complete to Chris Guidry. Guidry out across the 20 and down the 18-yard line.
Just a quick pass out that right flat, Doug. Good job by Chris Guidry breaking a tackle and getting a fair gain.
And it's a third down here. And now they're going to bring up Caleb Espinoza in as an extra blocker. They want to run Dixon out of the Wildcat. And he turns the corner, and he is going to be to the five. And did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Cubs. And so the Cubs back on the scoreboard here. And now Sonego with the extra point try. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 4:42 left to go until halftime, the Cubs have cut it to a 21-14 lead for Belton. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And the kickoff is brought back to the 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
And we're going to give credit on that tackle to Braden Gandy for the Cubs.
And so the Belton offense out there comes. Could use a stop here. And handoff is to Zeka again. And he gets to the 34-yard line. About a 2-yard pickup.
Big stop there by Job Rodriguez for the Cubs.
Bring up second down and 8. Cubs trailing in here 21-14 to Belton. We're in the second quarter.
Go defense!
And give this to Zeka, trying to get around the end there. Tripped up. Nice play for the Cubs by Jabrion Moore.
Yeah, good job there by Jabrion coming up from that defensive back position, making a big stop.
1 yard gain on the wing of third down.
Nelson has been really effective on that sweep, though.
Yeah, they're going to have to, Cubs are going to have to keep their eyes open for that. And he just gets the pass away, and it's complete. Shepherd's pass to Colin Sally, and he gets the first down there.
I tell you what, again, Doug, Sally was wide open again.
Yeah, nobody covering him. And ball to the 42-yard line of the Cubs now. As we've got 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Play action. Pass is caught by number five. That is Gavin Ross.
Jaden Shipley on the stop for the Cubs.
Another first down for Belton as they're just marching it right down the field. And hand off. And this Sherwood. Is Sherwood, and he's up the middle and down to the 11-yard line, and another first down for Belton.
Again, Jaden Shipley in on the stop for the Cubs.
Is once again to Sherwood. Gets about a yard there. Bring up second down and 10.
Chris Guidry on the stop for the Cubs.
As we're down to a minute 39. Now, looking ahead, the Cubs will get the ball to start the second half. But right now, just got to try to keep them out of the end zone to close this half. And give this to Zeka, and he's going to get hit and drop for a loss of yardage.
Finally.
And that'll make it third and long.
Cole Whitfield and Mason Sieber on a big stop there for the Cubs.
49 seconds left.
Need a stop here.
Shepard calling the signals. Yeah, it looks like they're going to take a timeout with 26 seconds left here in the second quarter. And we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
All right, as we come back out here. Brenham Cubs leading this one 21-14. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And Shepard back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. And out of bounds. Incomplete. He was looking for Gavin Ross. And that'll bring up fourth down.
Tell you what, that was great coverage there, Doug, by Ledrick Walker for the Cubs.
And so with 20 seconds left, they're going to attempt a field goal here.
I tell you what, huge stop there for the Cubs.
Be a 31-yard try. Off the leg of Cole Angel.
Now we need to block a field goal attempt.
Kick is up. And it's good. And so that'll make it now 24-14. I'll make it 24-14. And they will kick off now. We'll just keep it right here since we just came out of the break. It's with 15 seconds left. And Cub is back to receive. Angel to kick off. And loose ball on the field. Cubs recover it. And so the offense will come out. They've got 12 seconds to work with. And kind of wonder here if they're just, if they're going to try something down the field, or if they're just going to kneel it down and go into the locker room.
A big play sure wouldn't hurt.
And Harvey's just going to take a knee, and they'll let the clock run all the way down. And that'll do it for the end of the first quarter, or end of the first half, rather. And we're at halftime, and it is the Belton Tigers 24, the Brenham Cubs 14. And back with a halftime show after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Tom Green Street, for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hallwright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
All right, as we come back here to halftime, and it's time now for the Brenham Cub Marching Band and their halftime show. Here at the half, it is Belton leading the Brenham Cubs 24-14, and now the marching band.
Would like to thank this week's Platinum sponsor, Lund Piping, etc., Inc., Cheese Services, LLC, and Taqueria El Roro. The 2024-2025 bells are led by Lieutenant Kaylee Brown, Captain Cheyenne Ortiz, Major Lizzie Pham, and Colonel Grayson Stray. Treasurer is Mary Schaub, and President is Alina Ellis. Bell of the Week is Bailey Antoviak. Spirit Girl of the Week is Marley Lonser. Tonight, they will be performing a Pomber team to Take Me.
Yeah.
fire to the credit bell. Under the field direction of drum majors Trey Gates, Hunter Hagler, Thomas Lesh, Jose Santavanias Ambrosio, the Brenham High School Cup Band, and the promise of a new day.
All right, and that's the Brenham Cup Marching Band halftime show here at Belton. And our score once again here at the half, Belton Tigers leading the Brenham Cubs 24-14. And it's time now for our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. And be the third caller right now to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Z-Gel convolution pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 to be the third caller. The Z-Gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brenhamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store, 2668 Highway 36 South of the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cup football season. Back with more of the halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010. Today.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today. With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
All right, as we come back here, Doug Brown and Tommy Langer with you from Birkelbach Stadium in Belton. And right now, Belton leading Brenham 24-14. And I want to give you an update on the Burton Lady Panther volleyball score. Lady Panthers have taken the first two sets over Weimer, 25-22 and 25-18. And they're currently leading the third set, 22-17. So it looks like Burton well on their way to winning that area round matchup and moving on to the region quarterfinals next week. And coming back here, time to take a look at our halftime statistics. And they're brought to you by our good friend Michael Groves, who's got Jarvis Van Dyke helping him tonight. And for the statistics this evening, first of all, rushing for the Brenham Cubs, you got Jacoby Dixon, 13 carries for 86 yards and a touchdown. Zyron Upshaw, 3 carries for 12 yards. And also Jordan Harvey, 1 carry for 3 yards. Passing-wise, Harvey, 4 out of 7 for 73 yards, 1 touchdown and 1 interception. And receiving, you got Chris Guidry with 2 catches for 55 yards and a touchdown. And then you've also got Jacoby Dixon with 1 catch for 18 yards as well. And that is a look at the Cubs stats. Now for the Belton stats and passing, their quarterback, Will Shepard, he's 9 out of 11 for 161 yards. Running the football, you've got Let's see, Geno Zecca, he's got 10 carries for 45 yards. Shepard, the quarterback, he's got five carries for 73 yards, two touchdowns. Keegan Sherwood, four carries, 26 yards, and a touchdown. And then through the air, you've got Geno Zecca. He's got two catches for 98 yards. Gavin Ross, four catches, 29 yards. And Colin Sally, two catches for 26 yards. And so that is a look at the halftime stats. And right now, as we said, it is Belton 24, Brenham Cubs 14. And Cubs, if they want to, Tommy, if they want to get go unbeaten for the district championship, they're going to have to pick it up here in the second quarter.
I'll tell you what, it's plain and simple, Doug. You and I have talked about it during this halftime here. Two things the Cubs are going to need to do. They're going to need to block, and they're going to need to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the difference in this ball game.
Exactly. And Belton, I mean, they're playing like exactly the way we thought they would. They're coming out here giving everything they got because they want to get that third district win and get into the playoffs. And we've got more to come here on the halftime show. But coming up next, we're going to find out who our HEB Student Scholar of the Week. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford in Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 Highway 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 979-836-4085.
All right, as we come back here, time now for our HEB Scholar of the Week. And our Student Scholar of the Week is Laney Balsarick. Congratulations to Laney for winning this award based on academic excellence. And she's going to receive a certificate from HEB. And for Laney, it says her favorite subject in class is science. Favorite teacher, Mrs. Ruiz or Mrs. Marcos. Favorite sport or extracurricular activity, 4-H and volleyball. And college and university plans, she's going to Baylor University and is going to major in pre-nursing and hopes of becoming a neonatal nurse. And advice to other students about preparing for the future, don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone and explore.
There you go.
And congratulations, Laney Balsarick, for being our HEB Student Scholar of the Week. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, and we want to pass this along. Congratulations. Burton Lady Panther volleyball team got the victory, and they win it 3-0 over Weimer. And now they are moving on to the region quarterfinals. And as soon as we find out when that'll be, it'll be some point either Monday or Tuesday of next week. And then we'll pass that along to you, and of course we'll have that for you right here on KWHI. In the meantime, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Coach's Insurance Agency, get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop, Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And back we go here, and we are at halftime. An extended halftime edition, and now Belton coming back out on the field, having, I guess, some kind of seniors' night ceremony over here that is taking literally forever to get through. That's why you do stuff like this before the game, not during halftime.
Yes.
Because, yeah, we've already... It's already 30 minutes at halftime, and they don't look like they're even close to being ready to start the second half. And meanwhile, the teams have come out of the locker rooms. They're ready to go. Yeah, so we're hanging out here. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Thursday evening. It's part of a busy broadcast week. Now, tomorrow night, Daryl Kiki and I'll be over in Granger as the Burton Panthers get to take on the Granger Lions. They're playing for playoff positioning. Winner gets second place in the district. Loser gets third place. Of course, out of that district, Somerville has already clinched the district championship. And then coming up Saturday, a big game for the Blinn Buccaneers as they take on Cisco College. And that one, Bucks battling for a playoff spot there. Talked to Coach Mahon earlier, and he said for Blinn to get in, they need to win that game against Cisco by 4 points, and they need New Mexico Military to lose their game this week. And those two things happen, the Bucks could be in the playoffs. And so we're going to have the privilege of bringing that one to you. And be sure you get out to Cub Stadium Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock kickoff, and 2:30 pregame here on KWHI.
You know, we've had conversations about that Buck football team, Doug. The losses, what is it? Every loss is by...
Yeah, 4 losses, and they've all been...
8 or less?
8 points or less.
8 points or less.
I mean, it's just... I mean, it's like... They have the lead, and then somehow the other team finds a way to pull a rabbit out of the hat and sneak out with a victory. And so hopefully Blinn can find a way to counteract that against Cisco and pull out the victory and get themselves a playoff berth. And so we're looking forward to that. That for you. In the meantime, we continue along here as we're waiting for halftime. Their halftime festivities to finish up on the field here in Belton, and then we'll be back. I think they might finally be finished. So we're about ready for the second half kickoff. But let's go ahead and take one more break, and be back after we hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person, with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
All right, and back we go. We're ready for the second half kickoff, brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Proud to be one of KWHR's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out the brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? There's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai's earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And Belton getting set to kick it off. Cubs will receive to start the second half. And that one is going to be
covered by Chris Guidry, Doug.
And Chris Guidry, we're out there on the kickoff return team. And so Cubs will have it first and 10 at the 30-yard line.
What the Cubs need to do is they just need to focus on controlling the football, controlling the line of scrimmage, and let's go down and get 6 points.
There you go. And pass out of the backfield complete to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon trying to get some positive yards here. Gets about 2 on the carry.
Just a little flare pass out in that left flat to Jacoby. Tried to get him in the open. Get out in the open field. Good pursuit there by the Tigers.
And second down and 8. Cartel Brown fakes the end around and now give this to Dixon. And Dixon's nice down across the 40. Barreling forward and gets it up to the 48-yard line. And that'll be a Brenton Cup first down.
Tell you what, Jacoby made one would-be tackler pay for.
Well, I'm giving forward progress to the 49. And it's a first and 10 for Brenham. As we're just underway here in the third quarter. And give this to Jacoby Dixon. And he bounces forward. into Tiger territory, the 46-yard line.
Keegan Sherwood on the stop there for the Tigers.
That'll bring him second down and 5. Off to Dixon, and he cuts back and gets up ahead to the 40-yard line, and that'll be another Brenham Cup first down.
Black Baker on the stop for the Tigers.
Harvey out of the shotgun, back to pass, and completes Dixon out of the backfield, and he's out across the 35, 30, 25, 20, and run out of bounds. But another big game for Jacoby Dixon.
I tell you, just simple little screen pass there to Jacoby Dixon. Good, nice run. What is he out on the?
Let's see where they're going to spot it. Was that the
19-yard line?
First and 10 for the Cubs. Now Zyron Upshaw going to spell Dixon. And give it to Upshaw. And he gets it across the 20 and to the 18-yard line.
Sebastian Magana on the stop for the Tigers.
Yeah, so we're down to 9:23 left to go here in quarter number 3. Cubs, and we do have a penalty against the Cubs. That's coming back, and it looks to be in the neighborhood of holding. And give it to Upshaw. Finding room across the 30. Cuts it back, trying to get to the 25. Yeah, he's going to be stopped just short. He's about the 26-yard line.
Tell you what, gang tackling again there by the Tigers, led by Sebastian Magana.
And that's going to bring up second down. And give to Upshaw once again. And Upshaw across the 20. And
Upshaw the ball here.
They're going to say he's down at the 21-yard line. That'll bring up third down.
Damian Tiamalu and Azian Wilkinson on the stop for the Tigers.
Cubs have to get to the 9-yard line to pick up a first down. And at this point, this may be two down territory here. With Dixon back in the backfield. And going back to pass, going to put it up in the air. And incomplete, looking for Cartel Brown. And that'll bring him fourth down and decision time for the Cubs here. Yeah, looks like the Cubs will go for it. In there, they might try one with Lucenega, but they're gonna go ahead and try to pick it up here.
And with that, coach is thinking is we need 6 points.
Harvey back to pass, and he's gonna put it in the air, and that's gonna be caught. Tackle missed, and touchdown Cubs. Is that
82?
Tristan Shugart.
Yeah, good job.
Tristan Shugart with a touchdown. for the Brenham Cubs.
I'll tell you what, they left Christian wide open down at the 3-yard line, Doug, and a tackler came up to try to tackle him, and he missed the tackle. Christian goes in for the touchdown.
And how about Jordan Harvey? They're doing everything he can to keep that play alive. 7:20.
I'll tell you what, just what the Cubs needed, though.
To get that on a fourth down play. Well, now what?
Okay, what's going on?
I don't know. Play has been stopped. Not really sure why. Oh, we got an injured Cub in the back of the end zone.
That's Iron Upshaw.
Yeah, Upshaw being helped. Helping him to the sidelines. Yes, and Anka comes on for the extra point try. And kicked by Sinega. We got a whistle. Wish they had the refs mic'd up.
How can you have illegal motion?
So they're going to pack the Cubs up 5 yards and kick it again. And kick is up. It's good anyway. And so with 7:23 left to go in the third quarter, Cubs have cut it to a 24-21 game. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman and Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
And on the return, the ball stumbled away. Cubs have got it, and who's going to come up with it?
I got it here, Doug, just a second. What's that? Traylon Kelly.
Traylon Kelly, a sophomore. Coming up with the fumble recovery, and now that's going to set up a golden opportunity for the Cubs.
I tell you what,
at 31
just a big play there.
Well, now they're going to push it back to the 36. And so we'll take it either way. Cub football. As we come back, we've got 17 left to play here in the third quarter. Harvey with Dixon in the backfield. You got Guidry and Stuttgart out to one side. And Cartel Brown and Zabron Powell to the other. And looks like miscommunication.
Call a timeout.
And Cubs are going to have to call a timeout. And since we just came out of one, we'll just keep it right here. But a golden opportunity for the Cubs. They could get a score here, at least tie it with a field goal or go ahead with a touchdown.
I love the idea of go ahead with a touchdown.
There you go.
That'd be something we have yet to see this evening.
Yeah, Cubs have been playing from behind. Belton has played well here. They're playing like a team trying to get into the playoffs. Cubs, as we said, trying to finish the regular season 9-1 in a perfect 5-0 in district. Reverse Cartel Brown out across 35-30, and he will get to the 27-yard line.
Finally run out of bounds by Adrian Wilkinson for the Tigers.
Brings up second down. Give to Jacoby Dixon, and Dixon's going to get wrapped up and stop short of the first down marker, and that'll bring a third down.
Third down.
Anthony Medeiros went on the stop there for the Tigers.
6:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Jacoby Dixon, he's got running room. Place a tackle, another, and he is down inside the 10-yard line to the 8-yard line. First and goal, Cubs.
Tell you what, big strong run, just straight handoff right up the middle, Doug, to Jacoby, and breaking tackles all the way in it. Two guys just finally got enough on him to bring him down. Where is that at?
8-yard line.
8-yard line.
And give is to Jacoby Dixon. And he's in the end zone. Easily does it. And that's a touchdown for the Cubs.
I can attest to one thing, Doug. That offensive line is blocking so far in this third quarter.
Yes, they are. And so Senega on for the extra point attempt. And the extra point is good. And so with 5:54 left to play in the third quarter, Cubs have taken the first lead of the game, 28-24. Back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer. Specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
I wanna rock!
As we come back here, Cubs getting set to kick off. Brenham has taken the lead for the first time in the game, 28-24.
Sherwood and Tiamalu deep for Belton. It's Tiamalu.
Tiamalu on the return. And Cubs finally do bring him down. And Cub defense will come out on the field. And for the first time in the second half, the offense for the Tigers will come out.
Ethan Aschenbeck and Doyle Brown on the stop for the Cubs.
Maul will be at the 34-yard line, first and 10 for Belton.
Shut it down!
And hand off, and that goes to Zeka. And this time he is stopped for no gain at the, or short gain at the 35-yard line.
Well, the stop there for the Cubs, Cole Whitfield and Darius Brown.
And that is going to bring up second down and 8. And back to pass, and incomplete. And he had Colin Taylor wide open.
You're exactly right, Doug. I don't. There would have to be broken coverage again, and he just missed, and he was wide open.
Passing is going to get a sack there.
Daylight finally, Cole Whitfield breaks through and makes a big stop there. Big loss for the Tigers.
Uh-oh, and he's hurt. And we're going to have an injury timeout on the field. Whitfield came up pointing his arm. So they get him off to the sidelines. We got 4:38 left.
He's a defensive tackle, Doug.
Yep.
He's walking around now.
And it's back to punt. He is going to be Graham Chambly.
Javion Moore deep for the Cubs.
Chambly.
Oh, and blocked!
And he's going to recover it. And did we get the touchdown or is it a safety?
I think he got it. I'm gonna guess here, Doug. Is that 19?
I couldn't tell. It is a touchdown.
It is 19, yes.
It is a touchdown for the Cubs.
Braden Gandy.
Braden Gandy with the return on the block punt. It was bouncing around there like a hot potato. It was like, who's going to come up with it?
Man, I'm going to tell you what. That was a gift.
And the extra point is good. And so with 4:25 left to go here in the third quarter, Cubs have taken a 35-24 lead. Back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Leroy Schrader Contractor. Rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
As we come back here, and Cubs setting up for the kickoff. Cubs leading it now 35-24.
Okay, Doug. I got to stand corrected here, Doug. I thought it was 19, but thanks to Michael Groves, they're saying it was 13. That's Ryker Stewart.
Okay, so Ryker Stewart with the... the sophomore with the recovery for the touchdown off of the block punt. Yeah, so the ball brought back out to the 32-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Belton.
Tim Ali with the return. Tigers from the 32-yard line.
And so Cubs on defense here now. And they have just, after a rough first half. They've just come out here and just dominated this third quarter. And it's a 4:17 left.
Don't stop now.
Exactly. And it's Zicka, the ball carrier. And he gets it up ahead to the 38-yard line. That'll bring up second down.
It's Ethan Aschenbeck and Jace Miller in on the stop.
And Shepard with a handoff gives to Zicka again.
He's intended for 34, Doug.
And pass incomplete.
Colin intended for Colin Taylor.
And they're a senior. They got him actually on the roster listed as a defensive back, but he's been playing a lot of receiver here tonight. Third down for the Tigers.
Need to stop here.
And there's the give, and a good stop there by the Cubs. As Zicka was the runner, and he only got to the 38-yard line.
5 seconds to ball here. I tell you what, ran into a big brick wall there led by Caleb Espinosa.
And that's going to bring up fourth down. And this will be a punt. And that's going to roll all the way down. And they're going to down it inside the five, all the way down to the 3-yard line.
Oh, my gosh. What a punt.
Great punt there by Chambly. As it'll be first and 10 for the Cubs, pinned deep in their own territory. With 2:51 left to play here in the third quarter. Cub offense coming out on the field. Jacoby Dixon, Jordan Harvey. High snap, but Harvey pulls it down, gives it to Dixon. Dixon finds a way down, and he's going to be pulled out of bounds. Brennan fans wanting a horse collar call. And it doesn't look like they're going to get one.
It was a high snap. Great job by Jordan getting the ball hand it off to Jacoby Dixon.
Yeah, because it goes over his head and out the back of the end zone. That's a safety. Harvey takes a snap back to pass. And get rid of it. And pass the incomplete, almost intercepted.
Third down.
Not really sure where he was throwing to on that one. And that'll bring up third down for the Cubs.
I'll tell you what, we need to get the ball out a little bit farther.
Yeah. 2:35 left to play here in the third quarter. High snap again, gets the ball to Dixon. And Dixon just got it up to maybe about the 4, and that, now the Cubs are going to have to send the punt team on. And Zelenko will be punting out of the back of the end zone.
So a gang tackle there led by Jacob Lewis for the Tigers.
Thank you. because I think they're going to have to. Burton didn't have enough guys on the field. And they're going to call for a delay. I was hoping they get the timeout call, but it's going to be a delay of game instead. Yeah, they're coming for it, and Zelenka just gets it away.
Bad break there for the Cubs.
Yeah, so it'll be good field position to start this drive for the Belton Tigers. And we have a personal foul called against the Tigers.
Good job, Rev.
So that'll be a 15-yard penalty there. And if I'm not mistaken, wouldn't that... That will send the Cub offense. That's an automatic first down, and that'll send the Cub offense back out on the field.
Hey, we get a break.
Yeah, that was a major break there. And gives it to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon finding the lane. Oh, and he's off to the races. To the 40, to the 50. He's down the sideline. 30, 20, 10. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Cubs.
Oh, my God.
Just like that, an 83-yard touchdown run for Jacoby Dixon.
Why did we ever need that?
Absolutely.
Tell you what, good job there by that offensive line. opened a hole over left tackle, and Jacoby did the rest, took it down the left sideline.
And the extra point is good. And so, with 59 seconds left to go in the third quarter, Cubs lead at 42-24. Back with the kickoff after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
All right, as we come back here, 59 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Cubs kick it off. Yeah, taking the lead here, 42-24. And a good tackle there. They brought the return man down at the 23-yard line.
I tell you what, it was fielded by Curtis Ross, or Gavin Ross, Doug. Big tackle there by none other than Caleb Espinosa.
And first and 10 now for the Tigers. Cubs, with after trailing 24-14 at halftime, they come up with four touchdowns here in the third quarter to take this huge lead now. Play action. And Shepard going to put it in the air. Incomplete. And second down and 10 for the Tigers. As we're down to 49 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And there is the give. to Zeka. And he's brought down for a loss of yardage.
I'll tell you what, big, big stop there by Jabrion Moore, Doug. Getting him for a loss.
And they're going to call holding, so push him back a little further. And clock is ticking, and they may let this one out run all the way down. Now they snap it with 1 second left. And Shepherd back to pass.
It's a screen pass.
That is complete to Zeka. Holding against the Tigers. That'll push him back 10 yards.
Tell you what, big stop there by Darius Brown for the Cubs.
And that'll be the end of the fourth quarter. I mean, end of the third quarter, rather. And at the end of the third quarter, Cubs lead it 42-24. Back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Staggett Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Back goes Shepherd, and he's rolling out, trying to find a man to get to, gets it to... Pass is complete to number 17, Colin Sally. Somehow he found a way to get that one open.
Tell you what, a big hit there by the Cubs, Doug, but it is short of the first down. Curious to see now what Belton will do.
Fourth down, and looks like they're going to punt it away. And it's a fake. And it was number 85, Damian Tiamalu, on the carry. And he will pick up the first down on the fake punt.
Christian Prosper on the stop for the Cubs.
As we're into the fourth quarter, Cubs leading it here 42-24. 10:50 left to go in the game. And off goes to Zeka, and he is going to be brought down to the backfield. And somebody on the Cubs lost their helmet. That was Owen Robinson, so he'll have to come out for a play.
Shea and Escamillo coming up from the bottom of that pile.
Ball at the 39-yard line, second down. And pass complete to Sally once again. Shepherd working to do his tight end. And that's going to bring up third down and one. Three. And pass complete out in the backfield. That is to Achilles Palomares. And he will pick up the first down into Cub territory.
Jaden Shipley in on the stop for the Cubs.
And that's to the 45-yard line. Back to pass, and it's complete to Palomares again, and runs into his own teammate, but the Cubs do bring him down. Gain is to the 38-yard line. We'll bring him second down.
Ethan Ashabek, Caleb Espinoza in on the stop.
Down to 8:50 left to play. Shepard back to pass, now trying to get away on his own. He'll tuck it and run out of bounds at the 33-yard line, but he picks up the first down for Belton.
Run out of bounds by Christian Prosper for the Cubs.
And now good to see Cole Whitfield coming back into the game. Shepard back to pass. Incomplete. He was looking for Gavin Ross.
A little bit better coverage there by the Cubs this time, Doug.
Yep. Shepard back to pass. And he throws that one.
Five.
To Gavin Ross. And right there at the first down marker, and they are going to give it to him.
Stopped by Jay Brown Moore for the Cubs.
That's a first down for Belton. And Shepard going to take off this time on his own and be brought down as he gets to the 15-yard line.
Again, Caleb Espinoza in on the stop.
As we're down to 7:52 left to play in the game, Cubs with a 42-24 lead. And play action and pass incomplete. Shepard was looking for Gavin Ross. He had double coverage on him.
I'll tell you what, Shepard's been like Houdini back there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And they're going to get a penalty, an ineligible receiver downfield for Belton, and so that'll push him back. And put the ball at the 20-yard line.
And that is loss of down, am I correct?
I think so, yeah. Clock stops with 7:30 left to play in the game.
Riley.
And they get to Shepard and bring him down.
Big strong rush there by the Cubs. Caleb Espinoza. I want to get everybody in on this.
Yep.
And Mason Sieber, great job.
And down to the 30-yard line.
Now they're showing third down, so evidently it wasn't lost down. Excuse me.
And we're going to get a timeout on the field, and so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
All right, as we come back here, Cubs lead it 42-24. Belton trying to put a good drive to get some points on the board. All of Belton's points coming in the first half. Cubs were actually trailing this one 24-14 and then came up with four touchdowns in the third quarter to take the lead. So far, neither team has scored here in the fourth quarter. And Shepard just gets the pass away. And incomplete. He was looking for Gavin Ross.
Big strong rush there by the Cubs again.
And it's a fourth down at this point in the game. Tigers have to go for it. Is complete to Zeka, and he's brought down.
Tell you what, coming up to make a big stop there for the Cubs, Ethan Oschenbeck, Doug.
Yeah, and that will turn the ball over on downs. It'll be Cub football.
Ethan Oschenbeck's had a pretty good game.
He certainly has. So now the Cub offense come out on the field. And there's a chance to put this one away here. They can get another score here.
Zyron Upshaw.
And good to see Zyron back out there after he had limped off earlier. And high snap. Flag is down. Offsides against the Cubs, that'll move them back 5 yards, or false start against the Cubs moves them back 5 yards. High snap, Upshaw pulls it down, and he's going to get hit in the backfield for a huge loss there. They're going to give him to the 17-yard line. So that's a loss of 7 on the carry.
Coming up to make that initial hit or that strong rush there, J. Anthony Bedaris.
And to Harvey and Dixon come back in. He takes the high snap, give to Dixon, and he's out across the 20 and gets it up to about the 24-yard line.
A good job there by Jacoby protecting the football and keeping it in bounds. Keep that clock moving.
And ball at the 24-yard line. Give this to Jacoby Dixon. And didn't get much on there. They were waiting on him for that one.
Just straight handoff up the middle to Jacoby there, Doug.
Yep.
Coming up to make that initial hit.
That'll bring up fourth
down. Hayden Holman.
Bring up fourth down. We got 4:30 left to play in the game. The Cubs will have to punt. There's a snap, and the kick is up. And ball is loose.
Fall on the ball.
And they do fun. And the ball is finally recovered by Gavin Ross. Looks like it bounced off a couple of Tiger players in the Cubs. I don't know if they...
There was a Cub player right there, Doug. And, I thought it hit off of Ross.
Ross was able to recover it, so it will be first down for the Tigers. Ball at the 32-yard line. And so the Tigers take over with 4:04 left to go in the game. Cubs leading at 42-24. Man in motion. And pass is going to be caught. Complete to Achilles Palomares. And that's up to the 35-yard line.
Ethan Oshbeck went up for the interception and just came short of it. And the Tigers get the completion.
And pass complete. Once again, this time to Ross. And Ross gets it up the field to the 50-yard. They're going to say he was down to the 48. Tigers going in the hurry-up offense.
Tylon Powell on the stop there for the Cubs.
As we got 3:30 and counting. Belton trailing by 3 scores. Give is to Zeka, and he's brought down by the Cubs.
Darius Brown on the stop for the Cubs.
And Tigers this time won a timeout. And so we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
And back we go here. Ball at the 49-yard line. Cubs leading at 42-24. Shepherd back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. Down the sidelines, and it's caught by Gavin Ross. Out of bounds. And be a first down for Belton at the 14-yard line.
Nedrick Walker there on the coverage, finally getting him out of bounds.
Huge pass play. 3:03 left to go in the game. And Shepherd just gets it away. Oh,
a screen pass.
Yeah, to Zeka, and he just took a shot there from Jabrion Moore.
Jabrion Moore just put a tattoo on him.
Yeah, that'll bring up second down. A taking a hit like that, I'm surprised nobody's asking him how many fingers am I holding.
I tell you what, I can tell you this right now. He'll feel it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Clock stop with 2:51 left to go in the game. Yeah, the referees, as soon as I say that, put 4 seconds back on the clock. So we're at 2:55. And Shepard with a pass. Incomplete. He was going to the end zone looking for Taylor.
I'll tell you what, great coverage there by Jaden Shipley. Batting the ball away there for the Cubs.
And it is going to bring up third down. Shepard back to pass. Going to put it in the air. And it's intercepted. And that is Jabrion Moore. He takes it all the way up past the 40-yard line before they finally bring him down. And that may be the backbreaker there for Belton.
Tell you what, great job there by good coverage there by the Cubs on that pass play. And Jabrion coming up with a big interception.
And the ball will be spotted at the 41-yard line. Now imagine the Cubs are going to try to run as much clock off as they can here. And if they could pick up a first down, that would pretty much seal it.
Okay, Jeremiah Blackshire in the backfield for the Cubs.
And hand off to Blackshire. And he will fall forward for a 2-yard gain. That'll bring him second down and 8.
Sebastian Magana on the stop for the Tigers.
Yeah, the Cubs going to let this one tick down as much as they can. And it's going to drop under 2 minutes by the time they snap the ball. Give is to Blackshire again. And he finds some running room up to the 4-yard line. And that'll bring up third down and 6.
Blackshire with a carry. Jacob Lewis on the stop for the Tigers.
And so we're down to 1:40. Don't forget, coming up on the post game, Tommy and I'll have our Whataburger What a Play of the Game, as well as name our John Breeden Stars of the Game, our outstanding players of the game on offense and defense. And give us to Blackshire again. And he barrels forward to the 47-yard line. Well, yeah, 47-yard line, and that'll bring up third down. As we're down to 1:05 left to play.
Jacob Lewis on right. The stop.
Or correction, that it's fourth down. And Belton's going to call it. Belton's going to call a timeout. It's like, I don't think they have an 18-point play in, that they can get done in 1 minute.
Crazier things have happened, but, you know, what the Cubs need to do here, you punt the football. You don't give Belton good field position and hope we can pin them deep and play some solid defense.
Yeah, and Cubs defense has been spot on the second half. They have completely shut them down.
Day and night difference.
And also the turnovers, too. That has been a big key as well.
Wow. Wow.
And Cubs going to go for it. And Harvey back to pass. And incomplete.
But it is a flag, Doug.
Flag down. And let's see what the call was. Pass interference against the Tigers.
Hey, fans, don't forget, right after the game this evening, we got the Marching 100 with the halftime show coming up.
Pretty daring call there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Enjoy the Marching 100.
And that'll put the ball
well,
at 38
yards. Hopefully
we
should be able to run out the clock now.
Yeah. And Harvey going to take a knee. And that should do it. And so your final score, the Brenham Cubs win this one 42-24. And that will take us to the postgame show. And tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cub football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back with the postgame show after we hear 90 seconds for the Brenham Sports Friends.
Awards and more. Creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks. For automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today. 281-888-1464.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level, techs you can trust to be on the level. Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities in agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
Any way you want, it's the way you need it.
And tonight's postgame show made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegla Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, the Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, the Mattress Guys, Christy Slopeman with Farmers Insurance, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. And back with the postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Spicy food doesn't need to hurt or be scary. Just look at Whataburger's new Bacon Blaze Jalapeno Double. It's got an approachable, friendly kind of heat, not a terrifying kind of heat that melts your face off. Jalapeno ranch, pickled jalapenos, and cool, delicious jalapeno cream cheese all balance each other out for a delicious hot, but not too hot burger that keeps your face on your face, right where it belongs.
New Whataburger Bacon Blaze Jalapeno Double. It's just a little hot.
Available for a limited time.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Kersey Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Kersey Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit KerseyVillage.com. That's KerseyVillage.com. Kersey Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
All right, back we go as the Brenham Cubs win this one 42-24, the final. And so the Cubs end up the year 9-1 overall and perfect 5-0 in district, undefeated district champs. And taking a look at the final stats from this one, Jordan Harvey, 7 out of 12 passing for 116 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. For Jacoby Dixon, 24 carries, 234 yards, 3 touchdowns. Zyron Upshaw, 6 carries, 18 yards. Also, you had Cartel Brown, 1 carry for 8 yards. Jordan Harvey, 1 carry for 3 yards. And Jeremiah Blackshire, 3 carries for 6 yards. Receiving, it was Chris Guidry, 2 catches, 55 yards for a touchdown. Jacoby Dixon, 3 catches for 40 yards. Tristan Sugar, a catch for 21 yards and a touchdown. And so that is a look at the Cubs stats. Now let's check out the stats for Belton. And I was really impressed with their quarterback, Will Shepard, tonight. 18 out of 29, 263 yards. Gino Zecca with 3 catches for 99 yards. Also Gavin Ross, 7 catches for 89 yards. And then the leading ball carrier was Shepard. 9 carries, 66 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Zecca, 15 carries, 56 yards. Keegan Sherwood also 4 carries, 26 yards, and a touchdown. That's a look at the stats. And when we come back, we'll spin the highlights after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs. And their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at wctractor.com.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South.
in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
All right, as we come back here, time to spin the highlights. And we start with in the second quarter, Cubs were trailing 6-0 and got on the board on this touchdown pass from Jordan Harvey to Chris Guidry. And do we not have that? It was after Belton had taken a 21-7 lead, it was Jacoby Dixon breaking off for his first touchdown run of the game. And he turns the corner, and he is going to be to the five. And did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Cubs. And it's good. And then in the third quarter, Cubs were down 24-14 and then came up with four big scores. It started with Jordan Harvey finding Tristan Shugart on this touchdown pass. Harvey back to pass. And he's going to put it in the air. And that's going to be caught. Tackle missed and touchdown Cubs. Is that
82?
Tristan Shugart.
Yeah, good job.
And kick is up. It's good anyway. And then a little bit later, Jacoby Dixon would add his second touchdown of the game, this one from 8 yards out. And give is to Jacoby Dixon, and he's in the end zone, easily does it, and that's a touchdown for the Cubs. And the extra point is good. And then Brenham would get a touchdown on a fumble recovery. The fumble was blocked by Rafael Salgado and recovered by Ryder Stewart, and he took it in the end zone for the touchdown. And then Brenham would get one final touchdown on this 83-yard touchdown run from Jacoby Dixon. And give to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon finding the lane, and he's off to the races. To the 40, to the 50, he's down the sideline. 30, 20, 10, they're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Cubs!
Oh, my God.
And that does it for the scoring. And Cubs went 42-24, once again, your final score. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have Tommy and Coach Youngs after we hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
All right, as we come back here, time to send you down to the field with Tommy and Coach Youngs.
Hi, D-Lo, will you, Timmy, will you get the trophy and put it in the truck? Yeah, let them have it now. All right, they get their phones about and take pictures or whatever.
Coach Youngs, a little rough first half.
I was gonna say, I told you they're young, had nothing to lose. They threw double passes on us, ran the wheel route, got us on the T vertical. What? I told all the coaches, you knew it was going to be wild like this. Told them in halftime, showed them a couple things they were doing, like relax, play cup football, just relax. Then pretty dominant the second half.
Great third quarter there. Scored 28 points.
Special teams was awesome. You know, we got the fumble on the kickoff, the block punt for a touchdown. I mean, that was huge. You turned 21 points, put the 10-point lead or 10-point deficit into 11-point lead in a matter of minutes. And, you know, I'm proud of our kids that got through the muddy water there at the beginning and said, you know what, let's buckle down and play cup football. And you know what, let's get by this playoffs right here and let's get folks on. I don't know who will play Texas City, it looks like. But
That's what we're hearing. It's looking like it's going to be Texas City. We were a little leery up there at halftime, but we came out. We were really excited. Outstanding third quarter. Did a much, much better job of blocking and tackling in that second half.
Yeah, you can't ever underestimate anybody, especially kids that are well coached. He does a great job with those kids. And they're going to come out and play hard. They were at home last game of the year. Who knows? But, you know, I was proud of our kids. We got it done. Now let's go to the playoffs.
Congratulations. 5-0 in district. Now we start the third season.
We're all 0-0.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Tommy with Coach Youngs. And we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And back we go. Time now for our Whataburger Wanna Play of the Game. And Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit, family owned and operated since 1950. With online ordering available, visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24/7. And we got to go with the very last touchdown. And that was Jacoby Dixon, an 83-yard touchdown run. And that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, as they say.
Exactly right, Doug. I tell you what, we're going to give credit on that play to that left side of that offensive line for the Brenham Cubs. They open up a hole for Jacoby. He broke it to the left sideline. And if he gets one step on somebody, there's a good opportunity he's going to get in the end zone. And that's exactly what he did. Just a great job of that left side of the offensive line and especially Jacoby Dixon.
And that's our Whataburger Wanna Play of the Game. And back with our John Breeden Outstanding Players of the Game after we hear some more from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local farmer's insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
And And back we go here. Time now to name our John Breeden outstanding players of the game. And on offense, well, we got to go with the guy who's Mr. Everything for the Cubs, Jacoby Dixon. 24 carries, 234 yards, 3 touchdowns, and then also had 3 catches for 40 yards as well. So another big night for Jacoby.
No doubt about it. Not up to his standards. Had a really good first half. But again, not up to his standards, but came on really strong in that second half. And Jacoby does what he does best. He plays with heart on every play. And he gives it 120% on every play. So great job, Jacoby.
And then for defense, we're going to go with Jabrion Moore, who had a lot of key plays, but none bigger than the interception here in the fourth quarter that kind of sealed the deal.
No doubt about it, Doug. Belton was driving the ball, just driving the ball right down the field, and it looked like it was going to be a touchdown pass. Jacoby comes up with a huge interception, brings it out. That sealed the deal. I'm going to say that sealed the deal.
Yeah, and Jabrion Moore, defensive outstanding player of the game. And the outstanding players of the game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
All right, as we come back here one last time to Belton, and Doug Brown and Tommy Langan with you. Once again, our final score, Cubs win it 42-20, and they finish the year perfect, unbeaten district champions. And now they move on to the playoffs next Friday night. But we still got a busy week to come. Be sure you join us tomorrow night. Daryl Kiki and I will be with the Burton Panthers as they take on Granger. And then Tommy and I will be here at Cubs Stadium Saturday afternoon for the Blinn Buccaneers and the Cisco Wranglers.
No doubt about it. I just thought of something, Doug. Hmm. We didn't play our best game on game 5.
Yeah.
The end of non-district.
Yeah.
And here we are in game 10, increments of 5 again. Does that have anything to do with it?
I don't know, but that's a good point.
I don't know, but anyway, the Cubs started out a little on the shaky side, but Coach got them stirred up at halftime, and they came out and played cup football.
Like you said, just relax and then play cup football, and you'll be fine. And they certainly were. Well, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank Grayson back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.